Good morning to each and every one of you on this beautiful day. Thanks be to God. Canon Mark is still away on vacation, and we are very pleased to have Reverend Connie with us. And Reverend Connie is also a sister at the convent. And you might notice that she slipped out quietly because she had some other pressing duties at the convent. So in her absence, we thank her very much for being here with us for the month of August. There are two important events happening at the parish this week, and I hope that if you do have the time, you'll attend both, or at least one of them. The first is on Thursday night. We have Fergie's Nights, and it's all in your leaflet. And if you would like to know more about Fergie's Nights, please speak with Doug or myself or Max, our warden. It's a great opportunity just to talk about being Christians and what it's all about. The second important event is on Saturday, and it's particularly geared for the children. However, we're all children of God, aren't we? Thank God for that. So we're all invited, and it's right here at the church on Saturday at 4 o'clock. If you would like some more information, please see one of the ushers on your way out, and the usher will hand you something looking like this. And it's called the Teddy Bear Picnic. So if you're curious and would like to be here, please take one of these leaflets. Saturday at 4 o'clock, bring your own food because we all have different dietary requirements, so it's a lot easier, but we'll have drinks provided. So these are the two events this week. The others are in the leaflet, but for those of us, myself included, who joined the parish within the last 2 years, on September the 13th, we are having a newcomer's luncheon. If you've been here for 10 years, it's wonderful and God bless you. But this is specifically geared for the people who are here, who recently joined in the last 2 years. But naturally, anyone else is welcome as well, because the program would be geared to reinforcing what we do here at St. George on Young, and just to invite each and every one of us into fellowship and into participation in this wonderful Christian community. October the 3rd, we have our retreat at the convent. Please keep that date in mind. September the 25th, we have an evening at the Poetry Cafe, and on. Our fall is going to be full. And that is why last week you might recall that we urged you to give prayerful consideration to volunteering to one of these ministry teams, because as the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we do need more laborers to help us. And so we hope that you'll prayerfully consider all that's been happening in the parish and all that's been planned for the fall and the winter. And God bless you as you pray and think about and work towards full participation as one of the disciples here in the parish. We have a few visitors today, and I want first of all to welcome Father Doug. Father Doug, where are you? Can you please put your head up? Father Doug has helped us here over the years on and off. Thank you very much for worshiping with us. And if we knew ahead that you were coming, we might have asked you to preach. But Father Doug, thanks for coming. And we have some others here. We have Carol and Ruthie, I think you're at the back there. Put your head up. And we have Andrea. Where's Andrea? Andrea is back there. And we have some others. Who are the others who are visiting or who are returning? Yes? And Peter, that's right. Peter, really, you're very classy. I love that. Yes. And God bless each and every one of you as we look at what's happening this week. Thanks to all of our volunteers here, and we particularly want to thank the people who set up the coffee today. unfortunately they're not able to stay to clean up because they have other commitments. So if we have two or three who can stay back and help us with the cleanup, that will be appreciated. Any other announcements? Okay, that's a sign people are leaving, so I'm going on a little too long. Our closing hymn.